Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Kubizin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Luplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brandt. Luplau reaches second base with a double. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Luplau moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive towards short. Adair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Cubizen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Romano and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Francona moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubizan hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LePlow hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LePlow who is chasing the ball. Nicholson reaches third base with a triple. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to third and they've got Nicholson trapped. The throw back to Romano who tags Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding hits a pop-up towards short. Cubizen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Adair goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Jack Cubizen. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into left field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Dillard moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dillard moves to third. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Jim Perry. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Luplow strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Tasby moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tasby moves to third. Two outs. Gene Green pinch hits for John Romano. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tasby scores. Francona moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.